This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, folks.
Morning, Dan and Danette.
Morning.
Here we are. Another day, another Dan Patrick Show. If you'd like to watch, Peacock.
Peacock. I like the way you say Peacock.
If you want to listen later, download the podcast.
Download.
But right now, 3 hours live of the best sports talk on the air.
Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show, Memorial Day edition.
And don't forget what Memorial Day is all about.
Dan and the Danettes are off, paying tribute to the brave men and women who sacrificed their lives in service of this nation. But the show must go on, and Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker have picked up the mantle. Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
What up with you? Good morning. Happy Memorial Day. In for Dan Patrick and the Nanettes, Doug Gottlieb, my main man Rob Parker. And we have some unbelievable sports stories which took place over the weekend to discuss. But mostly we want to just, we cannot reiterate enough our thanks to the families of those who have fallen. That's what today is about, right? It's a Memorial Day. It's about memorializing those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in an unbelievable country. And What's fascinating, Rob, is you are a world traveler, right? You are many of our idol, with the exception of the Golden Girls cruise, which, shocker, wasn't as good as it looked in the brochure.
It was great. Come on, Doug. It was great. I was so happy I went. I'm dead serious.
Well, thank you for being a friend.
That's right. Thanks, Andrew Gold.
But as much as you love to travel, and I've traveled a ton in my lifetime as well, and nothing like coming back and you land at JFK or LAX and you see Old Glory and you're like, man, God, I love being home. Like all these travel places, you see things like, wow, that's really, do you want to live there? No, I don't. I've lived other places. Other places, some great other places, right? Like, do I pick one or the other? Like no chance I'm living anywhere else.
But you know what, Doug? I think that if most Americans traveled internationally, and I'm not trying to sound like a snob. I'm not. I think they'd have a better appreciation of what they have. They just don't know what life is like for most people in the world. And it's a hard life for most people. And the stuff we take for granted. I really believe that. I mean, as someone who's seen it all and you know, been to Morocco and places like that and see people having to drink dirty water and all kinds of stuff, Doug, I just... You would be more thankful. Sometimes you just don't know, and I think that's
listen,
what
listen, I mean, like I'll tell you, I've been blown away by Canada. I've been to Canada. It's Canada's an amazing country. Great people.
Great people. Some of the greatest people, no doubt.
But cold.
Yes. Cold. Right. It's miserable. Miserable.
Vancouver's not as cold as the rest. Not every area is as cold. And like, look, if you're into the cold stuff, like it's great. Like that's a very close 1B or maybe 2A. Right. But I enjoy our country and our weather and our way of doing things. Anyway, today is a day in which we memorialize those who have allowed us the ability to be complete idiots and talk sports on the radio and get paid for it. Right. Like this, if you do the butterfly effect, if not for those brave men on D-Day, if not for, you know, pick the guy or the woman who picked up a gun when we didn't have to. Not for you, for those people that fall in. We're not here, so thank you.
In your family, do you have military history? Are people serving, Doug, or not?
Coast Guard, you know, okay. Merchant Marine Academy. You know,
My dad and brother are veterans. You know, my dad was a veteran, not alive anymore, and my brother's a veteran, but they served. I did not serve.
Yeah, what it takes inside. I love my country. I love my family. I'm not sure I have that. If called upon, you just go. Right, that was the whole thing. You just went. You just did it. Anyway, let's talk some sports. The Lakers lose yesterday, and with all of the stories, like look, the Kyrie getting the bottle thrown at him and smushing the face of the leprechaun. Obviously, there's some ugliness there, but I think everyone knew the Nets are going to beat the Celtics, right? It's not a surprise. There's some other very good series. Portland and Denver's a very good series.
Yep.
The Bucks mollywopping the Heat and the Heat culture, going out and getting swept 4-0. Like that's a surprise. But, Rob, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. After the Game 3 performance, it was like the regular season means nothing. The Lakers are clearly not only the better team, but probably the best team in the West. Like this thing was a wrap, and then something screwy happened. Chris Paul looks magically healed, right? Like he went into the locker room in the Valley, and Mr. Miyagi did that rub his hands together and put his chi in him thing.
You know, because he was so ineffective prior to this. It was like, how? Because everybody thought, Doug, he should have taken the game off or so, you know what I mean, to try to get fully healthy. And he played through it, but all of a sudden he looked like Chris Paul.
He did. And then and then Anthony Davis goes down with injury. And now all of a sudden the Lakers, whew, what was a, hey, how quickly can we get this series over with? Can we get this thing over in 5 so we can go get rested? They're going to be lucky to get out of the series. How big a trouble do you think they're in?
I think they're in huge trouble. I just, the injury situation, I never felt like wasn't going to reappear for the Lakers because of Anthony Davis's history and LeBron James's age. I thought a lot of stuff had to go right for them. Kyle Kuzma what happened to him, Doug? He's like zero for the Lakers.
I think
right?
L.A. happened to him.
What happened to him? He was supposed. I think you remember LA they didn't want to let him go. For Anthony Davis. Now, Kyle Kuzma's not going anywhere. You remember that?
No, absolutely. I mean, like, look, coming into last year, the thought was like, all right, we got Anthony Davis and Kyle Kuzma and LeBron James. You can put us down for 70, 75 a night from those three. That was the plan, right? That was the plan. And then by the end of the year, it was like, well, we got Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and occasionally we got Kyle Kuzma. And it hasn't, yeah, he's looked like a guy who LeBron still gives the side eye to, is not really bought into, doesn't really know where he's supposed to be with these guys. Now, do I think he could have statistically a very good series here and could pick it up because he knows how to play when they play LeBron ball, right? Like, give it to LeBron, he makes right. every pass and every play. Like, sure, but that's kind of what it's going to have to take. And then the question becomes, one, can LeBron do that anymore physically? And then two, does his body hold up? Because this is only the second time he's been hurt. So, yeah, I think the whole thing is fascinating, not just what's happened. And this is the way that dynasties or quasi-dynasties end. Like, go back. Everybody points to the fact that Kobe and Shaq hated each other at the end of their three-peat. They did. They didn't get along. But Rick Fox got hurt. Karl Malone got hurt. That was part of the reason why they were so limited when they, you know, when they split early with the Pistons, and they went back to Detroit. Like,
I never came back. Nobody believed that. If you remember, I covered that series, Doug, and I remember media members after. You remember, because the Pistons should have won game two. Kobe hit that three, and then they won in overtime. And people are like, okay, that's it. You know, the Pistons got their one win. That's going to be the end of it. That Pistons team was a really good team, not with great players per se, but just together. And that was the beginning, and that was the end of that run with the Lakers, and everything changed after that.
So, like, look, we can go back through, pick the dynasty, and with the exception of, you know, Jordan retiring, right? I mean, what ended? Even the Warriors dynasty, where they won two in a row. Like, look, they're beating the Raptors if everybody outside of Steph Curry doesn't get hurt, right? Kevon Looney's hurt, and of course Klay gets hurt in game six. They were still competitive in six games without Kevin Durant.
He could have made if Steph Curry made that shot, they could have won that game, Doug, and forced a game seven. Am I right? He got a look at the end of that game.
But the point is, like, if Klay doesn't get hurt, they might win the series. If KD doesn't get hurt, they definitely win the series. Injuries have brought down injuries, and most injuries because of age, but some just injuries have brought down more of these dynasties or quasi-dynasties than anything. And I just wonder if that's what happens to the Lakers. And it really, the juxtaposition of the Clippers, who 72 hours ago, whatever, you know, go back to Friday afternoon.
We're dead.
And the Lakers were like, dude, we don't have to play the Clippers again. They dodged us in the second round, and we don't have to play them again. To now, the Clippers feeling like they have complete control of their series, and the adjustments that Tyronn Lue's made in combination with Luka having whatever's going on with his neck, like it that thing looks over. As opposed to the Lakers are now like, holy crap, we could lose to the Suns, who we wanted to play because it's a positive matchup for us.
Yep, no doubt about it. I think Laker fans are very, very concerned, and the tables that quickly have turned. And if the Suns go back, you know, to Phoenix game five, and they're able to win that, and there's no Anthony Davis, then the Lakers' goose will be cooked. I mean, that obviously is a huge game. And I picked the Suns in the series to start, Doug. I did.
Because you're that guy. You're that guy.
I am that guy. I picked the Suns, and
did
I also
you really
picked the
believe
Clippers.
The Suns were going to beat if they're at full strength. You really believe the Suns beat the Lakers?
I did, because I didn't think the Lakers would be at full strength. I was like, there's just
you didn't
too
know who was going to get hurt, but you felt like somebody's going to get hurt.
Yes, I felt like they were not going to be able to complete the series without a piece missing, and the Suns
you know
are younger.
Huh? Reminds me of, like, look, we're getting, and people do it on Memorial Day as well, which I don't know, like they do the fireworks thing. I remember there was a 4th of July, I was in Drumright, Oklahoma, and all these guys are like volunteer firefighters. So that's like their, hey, I can light whatever fireworks possible. And, you know, you spend like most of the day drinking and cooking out. And this is before I had kids. And I just remember all these guys going off into a field to light off these big fireworks. And that was my thinking. I was like, I don't know who's going to get hurt, but somebody's going to get hurt in this sort of thing. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove myself, and I'm going to go stay, even though I like seeing things blow up, right? Like I like seeing fireworks, like any red-blooded American man. I like that. That's fun.
I'm with you. I'm out the way.
I don't know which one of you guys is going to end up losing a digit, but it's not going to be me, so I'm going to remove myself. That's how you looked at the Lakers series to begin with.
I really did, and I just thought the Suns are young, and people discounted them the whole way as if all the games they won during the regular season didn't matter. I mean, that's all I heard was, oh, who are you afraid of in the West? Not Utah or not the Suns. And I'm just like, really, those games don't count at all? What they were able to accomplish, Devin Booker, nothing he did mattered.
No, they
Chris Paul didn't matter.
Full strength, the Lakers are beating Phoenix. full strength, they're better than Phoenix. It's a bad matchup for Phoenix. I would disagree with you there. But the thought that somebody's going to get hurt, that one I understand, and Nostradamus, it did, in fact, come true. He's Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM as well. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options and cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales, service, and financial support, Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. So go the extra mile by taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Kyrie Irving in Boston have now become the Hatfields and the McCoys. We'll give you the latest and our thoughts next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
What up with you? Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. So the Nets go in and they take on the Boston Celtics. And it should be pointed out that, you know, Boston doesn't have three of their starters yesterday, right? Like, you, if you go back and track it, this is a team just completely decimated by not just the injury to Jaylen Brown, but then, you know, yesterday you don't have Robert Williams. And then who else were they missing yesterday? It was
Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker's out because of his knee, right? Yeah. So the idea that they had any chance to win yesterday's game, I mean, wasn't happening considering the great talent disparity. And it does deserve to be pointed out that Kyrie Irving was fantastic. He was phenomenal. 11 of 24, 6 threes, 11 rebounds, couple assists, a plus 15, a plus minus, 39 points. Right? 13, 11 rebounds, 2 assists. Meanwhile, James Harden, 18 assists. And then Kevin Durant, 14 of 20.
14 of 20, Doug. Yeah, for
3 of 3
points.
From 3, has 5 assists, has a couple of blocks, 42 points. So like, look, they were awesome, and they played awesome, and the Celtics had no chance. But you take into the, you know, he was booed lustily in game 3. He had his comments about going back to Boston, hoping there'd be no racism. And then, of course, at the end of the game, when he's out of the game and he comes to high-five his teammates, he walks over and he smudges the nose of the leprechaun. And then,
were you really bothered by that, Doug?
I'm not bothered by it. What are you doing, dude? I think he looks like a clown. That's what I think. And I don't think he looks like a clown for any other reason than, like, hey, dude, you're on that team. Okay, they traded for you. You clearly wanted to stay there. The dude was. This is what really happened, Rob. This is what really happened. Okay, what really happened was they played the Bucks in the playoffs. And the coaching staff, whether you like your coaching staff or don't like your coaching staff, no one can play defensively in the NBA when everyone isn't on the same page. You know how they talk about teams are, they're really connected.
I agree with that.
What are we doing on ball screens? Okay, are we switching? Are we staying home? Are we doubling? You know, what are we doing? What are our rotations? All these things have to be set, because what happens is the viewer sits there and is like, oh, well, his man scored. Like, yeah, but that probably wasn't, he was probably in a rotation. Somebody else actually screwed it up, right? So, their rules for the series against Giannis and the Bucks, his last series as a member of the Celtics, were like, hey, we're switching all ball screens except with Kyrie. You stay home, which is kind of the same game plan that the Warriors often use with Steph Curry, right? Where they mm-hmm. kind of hide him defensively. And instead of saying something to the coaching staff or disagreeing or saying like, nah, I think I'm good or whatever, it was the just nodding. Then they go out and they play and go back and watch. Several times over, he challenges Giannis on a switch and then gets beat by Giannis. And they're like, it's not just that they're beating us. It's that we're all trying to work together here to win this thing. And you're doing Kyrie thing, right? His teammates turned on him because of however he handled himself and thought of himself as a leader. He clearly was not. They were like, he's the guy, like, we don't actually buy into your leadership. Was that some of that false bravado from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, guys that were young and that thought they were better than they were? Of course, sure.
Oh, I was going to say, I bet you they would rethink that now, because to me, those guys have been a major disappointment when it comes to big-time playoff games and series. And they could act like, I remember all the, you know, like it's addition by subtraction and all the bravado they talked about not having him. And that they were better off. I wouldn't think that they're better off. Now they're on the brink of Danny Ainge and, you know, whether or not he should still be the GM, whether they should make a coaching change. Has Brad Stevens gotten, you know, tuned out? And now how good that franchise really is.
Yeah, they're not making a coaching change. That's not happening. And
they could not make one, but there's merit to think about it. That team should not have been as bad as they were this past year. I'm sorry.
Kemba's got a bad knee. He's not the same guy.
All right, well,
Marcus
Danny
Smart
signed.
Was hurt, and Jalen Brown's out with an injury. So what I don't...
They
swung and missed on their last big guy, and they've tried to fix it. But, I mean, they've been to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the past 4 years.
All 3 of them, right.
Yeah, they were never the favorite.
Well, but it doesn't matter, Doug. You know what? There's things called upsets, or when teams beat teams that they're not supposed to. And I'm not saying that I'm going to totally discount what they've done, but they've underperformed.
You just totally discount. No, they haven't underperformed.
Yes, they have.
They have
yes,
not
they
underperformed.
Have.
They have not. They underperformed. The 1 year they underperformed was the year that Kyrie was healthy in the playoffs. Like you just said, well, they didn't do better without him. Yes, they did. They went to the conference finals.
But they
had Kyrie,
win,
they went to the semifinals.
It's still,
and they didn't
still
have
about
Kyrie,
winning.
They went to the conference finals.
If you're good
so
enough,
how did they not better without him?
You know what this is like? I always talk about this is like the Michigan, the Fab Five. Oh, well, they lost, but they were only freshmen or they were only sophomores. They got to the final. If they would have won, you wouldn't take away the championship because they were freshmen or say, you really can't count that because they were only freshmen and they won. If you could get to the finals or get to the Eastern Conference Finals, why can't you win it? Yes, you can.
You absolutely. Last year, you possibly could have. You know, last year, you could have. They didn't. Like, look, the point is that they're not having a bad year where it's you're injury maligned. You played a ton last year, and then of course, just like all these other teams that played late last year, they've struggled putting together because of injury. And honestly, I think one of the things that teams that were in the bubble, and the Lakers are not like this because they have so many new pieces, but a lot of those teams that were in the bubble together, one of the reasons their chemistry is not as good this year is they've been around each other too much.
Mm-hmm.
There is a such thing as being around your guys too much. When you're just gone for a couple months and then we're back together again, like, you know how it is. It's everybody just annoys you.
It was a quick turnaround. Yeah, it was a quick
turnaround. Anyway, just the idea that that Kyrie Irving would do that, like, it's almost whatever issues you have when you leave a place.
Right.
If you just go high road and go like, hey, man, I love playing for the Celtics. It's a great organization. You know, we're going to kick their ass. Like, no one can argue with that. And this does not welcome some idiot throwing a water bottle. It doesn't.
Right, but Doug, right? The only thing I'm going to say is he's not your average, typical NBA player. It's just not who he is. And I've accepted him, and not that he needs my endorsement, but there are people who are just different. And that's who he is, and he does his own thing, and I'm not mad at him. I don't expect everybody to be on board. It's not the army. It's just not. And people are different. They have different things that move them.
Yes and no. I was listening. I went out to get coffee. I was listening to Jeff Schwartz joins us now. He was on with Jonas Knox preceding us here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show. I thought Jonas had it best. Jeff, where he said that Kyrie is one of those guys that goes to a party and brings a book and sits in the middle of a room and reads a book just to be different. Like, that is perfect. Like,
you've
this idea
that
you can
Doug?
Be
different. You've never done that?
No. And I've also never not shown up at work and not told my boss. I've also not told my boss that we don't really need a boss. Like, all of these things that you're doing, like, there's one thing to be different.
But isn't it about whether he can play or not, Doug? That, all that other stuff
No,
it's about
Rob,
playing.
It's about playing.
Yes, it is.
No. The reason that he is that's the juxtaposition. He's so talented. But can you win with a guy who's clearly not about winning?
He won already. He hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history. Go look at his numbers against the vaunted Golden State Warriors when he averaged 28 points in the finals. Yes, he can win.
He's a great talent. I'm not in any way, and he did hit the big shot, okay? But nothing he has done since has led anyone to believe that that's a guy that winning follows. That's the thing that you don't get about Tom Brady, right? You just don't get it. there's some guys win and some guys don't.
Yeah, some
and
guys are very lucky, like Tom Brady, who just no had a thing. Defense.
No such thing.
Yes. All right, let me, Jeff. Here we go, because Doug and I will get into this, and it'll be an hour later.
It's the dumbest argument of all time.
It's not the dumbest argument. Some guys are lucky. Tom Brady's been very lucky.
Jeff, let me ask you, like, I don't know. I've covered this thing for 18 years. I've watched Kyrie. Like, why does he feel like he was done wrong by the Boston Celtics? That is like comical reimagining something that didn't actually happen. Yeah.
Look, a lot of people and players like to play the victim role, right? Because that's how they motivate themselves, right? They were wronged by a team. They were wronged by a coach. They were wronged by front office. They were wronged by an executive. And that's the way they justify either their behavior or the behavior of the team toward them. And that's the way and look, it's not just athletes, right? There are plenty of people that we know in our lives that play that same role. And so, you know, I think with Kyrie, that's the way he feels about the time, you know, that it went in Boston. Look, the court stomp, look, would I have done that? No. Am I that outraged? No. Is it a reason why I should throw a bottle at a guy? Absolutely not. But, you know, a lot of people like to play the victim. And that's the way that they motivate themselves, or that's the way that they get through life. And a lot of athletes do it all the time, right? Look, Rob wants to discredit Tom Brady, but Tom is one of the best at manufacturing motivation from absolutely nothing. They don't believe in us. Tom, everyone believes in you. But, you know, he just finds a way to motivate himself by saying no one believes in us.
Yeah, I just, when it comes to Kyrie, I just marvel at him as a basketball player. I just accept that he's not your typical athlete. He's on something different, and it's okay to be different. It really is, because ultimately, you could have plenty of nice guys who follow the rules, who acquire boys, who can't play. And ultimately, I want a guy, Jeff, who can play, and I think that's who Kyrie is. That's why he was the number one pick after 11 games in college. That's why, you know what I mean? It wasn't because he showed everybody in college sure. He was great. They he could play. That's why.
You put up with the odd behavior until that player is not talented enough
right.
for the odd behavior, right? And like that's how it always is with any athlete where you put up with the behavior. And as soon as Kyrie is not good enough to lead a team or to be a number one, obviously he's number one now. I think that's Durant, right. But nonetheless, like when he becomes too much of a problem for a team,
Allen his Iverson.
Talent is not is yeah, and then he's out. Like and so his career might be shorter than others because right. of that. I don't know right. if that's ever gets to that point, but that's what it is.
He's also had the injuries, whatever. And I'm not saying he's not Allen off the court, right? Allen's off the court is really what led to him kind of being out of the league, you know, 5 years before he ever should have. And Carmelo kind of figured it out late in terms of getting his body in shape and being willing to come off the bench or whatever. But there are some similarities there. Look, here's the thing, Rob. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb for Dan the Danettes. Jeff Schwartz is our guest. I do have a couple football questions for you, Jeff, in a second. But Rob, I look at Kyrie, okay, like I look at Josh. Remember when Josh Rosen was coming out and going to the NFL draft? Mm-hmm. I had a GM tell me something once, and he goes, here's the thing. We watched Josh Rosen since he's at St. John Bosco into UCLA, and there isn't a guy who we ask who's crossed paths with him, played with him, been at the Elite 11, who's ever gone like, that's my guy. The difference in him and Baker Mayfield. Like, you know, Colin likes to point out all of Baker Mayfield's flaws. That's great. You ask guys that have played with Baker Mayfield, not every one of them, obviously, because there are some talent limitations or whatever. There are some look at me in the pros. But when he was at Oklahoma, you ask those guys, they'd be like, I would run through a brick wall for Baker Mayfield, right? There's just something about those guys. And there's not a guy who is like that with Kyrie. He and Kevin Durant were friends, but do you think Kevin Durant's really like, we don't know if this dude's going to show up at practice or at a game or not? Like, he's not a guy that's easy to love. And his talent is what keeps him showing up in these great situations, right? That's really kind of what it is. And it's going to be interesting to see when the games get competitive. Like, that's not a fair fight. The Celtics aren't as good as the Nets when they're at full strength, and they're not close to full strength. It's not a fair fight. There's going to be more fair fights, whether it's, you know, any of the next couple of rounds. That's going to be fascinating to see. Jeff Schwartz joins us. Schwartz, yeah, I want to ask you about first about Julio Jones, right? So the Falcons have to trade him. They have to. If you know anything about their cap situation, it's such a disaster. They can't sign their draft picks until they trade Julio. They got to trade Julio after June 1st. All right, so you got to trade Julio Jones. How do you, if you're a team, you're going to have to pay through the nose, but not have the, and probably have to give him a new contract. If you're a team, now it's like the Rams are in chase. Obviously, we've heard the Patriots. Where do you think he goes?
Well, you mentioned it. The issue with trading for Julio is the contract he's going to want after he gets traded, right? So I think he's a modest contract this year. The next year, I think it's only $11 million, which is very low for a wide receiver. He's going to want a new deal. So if you trade away a first-round draft pick, which I don't think that the Falcons have actually been offered, you're doing that with also paying him a lot of money on the back end. So I think a second-round draft pick is probably where he goes, and whoever agrees to give him a new deal. Like, I don't know if that's the Rams. I don't think it probably is. The Seahawks, I guess. But are they going to sign Julio Jones and then just continue to run the ball as they usually do? You know, the Colts could really use him, but that doesn't feel like a Chris Ballard move. You know, Belichick trading a second-round draft pick for Julio is fine, but then paying him afterwards, that doesn't feel like what, you know, Belichick would just say. I think the holdup, obviously, is the date, and we'll get to June 1st tomorrow. But who's willing to pay him a lot of money at his age? And he's been a little bit, you know, prone to injuries the last couple of years. He's still an outstanding player who's on the field. But you have to consider that someone's going to give him a lot of money if they trade for him. You know, the Packers have been rumored, the Ravens as well. But also, you know, a lot of these teams are contenders, right? And a second-round draft pick for a contender or from a contender is in, you know, with the 60s, the late 50s. Like, that doesn't feel like enough compensation for if you're the Falcons for Julio. So the Falcons also are trying to get the most value. I don't get what they're doing, honestly. They drafted Kyle Pitts. The idea everyone thought was they're going for it. And if you're going for it, wouldn't you want Julio to be part?
They can't because of the money. They just can't.
They can find ways to free up enough money to pay draft picks by giving guys, you're converting base salary to signing bonuses. They can make it work if they wanted to. I mean, the Chiefs, I think last year entered, you know, like with $200,000 in cap space and signed Chris Jones and he did a bunch of other things, signed Pat Mahomes. Like, you can create.
I think it's different this year because the cap went down. They drafted his replacement in Kyle Pitts. Like, that's what they did. Right, they've drafted two wide receivers, Calvin Ridley, and now Kyle Pitts. They've drafted his replacement. Like, it's over. It's a question of what is somebody willing to give, and then of course the Falcons have to give him a parting gift of, you know, they have to rework his contract to give him cash to walk out the door, knowing they're still going to take a substantial cap hit. Like that has to. I guess the question is, will one of the two teams whose quarterbacks are bitching about not having enough weapons, the Seahawks or the Packers, pony up, or will it be the Patriots, who I don't think have a quarterback that can get the ball to Julio Jones? Like, I don't think people that watch, Cam Newton can't throw a football in an NFL game. For me and you, can he throw a football? Sure. One on against air? Absolutely. But like, dude didn't throw for 100 yards several times, I think like five times last year. Like, he can't throw a football. So I don't know what that would defy logic for them to keep loading up with weapons when they're clearly going to have to run the ball a ton if they can play Cam Newton.
Again, a lot of teams, I think, will be willing to part with a second-round draft pick. But again, if you're the Falcons, are you taking a second-round draft pick that's in the 50s for Julio, which probably you'd say, no, we'll stick with him. We'll rework some deals and we'll have him on our team. Like, I just think that's the holdup, is that if they had a first-round pick already offered, I think he's gone. I think tomorrow, the deal's announced, or it's already announced now and everyone's waiting until June 1st to actually get it done, because I just can't imagine they're getting anything better than, you know, a pick in the 20s from a contender who views Julio as one of the final pieces in their Super Bowl run. I can't imagine. So I think whoever offers the best second-round pick, plus, obviously, deciding to do an extension with Julio, will get him. I can't tell you. It don't feel like Belichick. It doesn't feel like Chris Ballard in Indy. So I don't know who's going to bite. I don't think Green Bay does it either. Because, again, the contract, I think, is the biggest holdup to getting this done, is giving him a new deal.
Jeff, let me ask you, will Tim Tebow be on the Jaguars roster when the season
ends?
Yeah, you know I have to ask you that.
I mean, I can't imagine he will be, but I don't put it by Urban Meyer to keep him on the team. He's not going to earn it with his play on the field. It's just so interesting how this is discussed. Like, he wasn't a good NFL quarterback.
Right.
Why would he be a good tight end 9 years later? I saw him in a blocking drill at tight end. And look, tight ends don't block as much anymore. He might have to because of kind of his size and his stature. I don't see him, you know, splitting the two high safeties in their offense. But, like, you know, people that practice blocking have a hard time blocking defensive ends. This dude hasn't blocked a soul in his entire career, and we're asking him to go block a defensive end on power? Like, get out of here. There's no benefit to bring him on the team. The guys do not care about Tebow on that team. But, you know, Trevor Lawrence was like 8 years old the last time Tebow was good at football. I don't understand this. I still don't get it.
How about Urban Meyer, like the Chris Doyle hire, which he had to walk back? I mean, and he defended the guy, you remember, at that press conference. And now this doesn't look like a great start, you know what I mean, for Urban Meyer and the pro ranks.
And look, I think some of the things you say are important too, right? Like, so when he drafted Travis Etienne in the first round, he said, well, we envision him as a third down back. What? Huh? Why'd you draft it's not your fourth five-star recruit at running back. This is the 25th pick overall. Like, this is the guy who's your number one running back now. And then, you know, in the Tebow thing, and he said, you know, some other things about, you know, what they're doing in minicamp. But I just don't like what I'm hearing from him as well. And so we'll see how he does. Look, a lot of times it depends on the staff you hire and, you know, how they can perform. But I don't like what's happening there right now. The team has a good talent base too. So, and they play a bad division. He might win some games, but I don't like what I see out of him so far.
All right. Well, he has yet to lose anywhere he's been, granted the college ranks. So we'll see. Jeff Schwartz, of course, hosts the Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You podcast.
I guarantee he lose some games in Jacksonville. How's that?
Yes, they're going to lose. Everybody's going to lose games. The question is, do they start winning more games than they lost? Can they put together more than one kind of a one-off of successful season? Can they get back to the days of Keenum Cardell and who was the other wide receiver? They had the two wide receivers, and they had Fragile Fred Taylor.
It was so memorable, you can't remember.
And Mark Brunell. They went to the AFC Championship game. They were fun back then with Tim Coughlin and Tom Coughlin. What?
Yeah, it was Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, they were good back in the day. And then Tony Boselli, they left him up for the expansion draft, right? And he never even played for the Texans, but that was kind of the beginning of the end. Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You. That's the podcast. May the Schwartz be with you. Thanks for joining us.
That's right. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
The Mavericks let the Clippers back in the series with one calculated mistake. Tell you what that is next. With Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. there is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan of the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Doug, are you guys barbecuing today? What you got going?
Interesting.
Just the family?
Well, I'm grabbing my kids and we're going. I have two daughters that ride horses. They different disciplines of riding horses.
That's expensive, isn't it? With the horses and all that. I mean,
thank you for reiterating. We decided at the time to find the most expensive sport that I knew nothing about. She found the most expensive sport that I know nothing about, but I do like, it's a sport. It's a fantastic one. And there's different disciplines of it. So I have my own basketball program. I have six teams in it. And, the other day we were talking about something and I have a guy who coaches for me, a guy named Tim Hatch, and he lives out in Paris, California, which is inland, almost like in the high desert.
Okay.
And his daughter is with one of the other families. He's like, yeah, they have horses out in Norco, which is near Chino Hills, where the Ball brothers are from. Like, yeah, he's got horses. Yeah. Like, you know, they do Western riding. It's like, oh, that's amazing. My daughters do English. And like, well, they want to come out and see the place? Like, yeah. So I'm grabbing them up, scooping them up. We're going to go inland. It'll be hot. It'll be dusty. We're going to hop on some horses, maybe go on a trail ride or two. It'd be a good time. So that's what we're going to do.
That'll be fun. I've never been on a horse, but I've been on a camel. How's that? Never been on a horse, but I rode a camel in Egypt.
Did they spit?
They didn't spit on me, thank God. I know
that. How do they smell? They look like they smell.
No, it wasn't bad. I don't remember the smell like killing me. I was worried that, you know, they might spit on me or, you know, go crazy or go wild and throw me and I'll break my neck. Yeah. And I'm in Egypt.
Did you do like a camel ride like they do pony rides here? Because I've done these, a picture on a camel.
Yeah, you know, the guy
thing.
Still has.
Or did you like go through the desert like on a 2-day trek on a camel?
No. The guy had the string and, you know, they rode me around a little bit. took
I think
some
it's a rope. I don't think he
it.
Had a string. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, a rope. It was a rope. You're right. but it was Doug, for a guy who grew up, you know me, I'm a city kid. I grew up in New York City, man. You know, like to be in Egypt and to be on a camel. It's just like when I went to Antarctica. Just think about it.
Very
a
similar.
Black kid who grew up in the 60s and 70s in New York City is in Antarctica standing on the snow and looking at the penguins. It was mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing thing to have the perspective to understand where you've come from and where you are currently. Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Speaking of how we got here currently, yesterday was it was just a complete ass-whooping by the Clippers. Now, should be pointed out that something was wrong with Luka, where he's got some, and anybody who's had any sort of pinched nerve in the neck, but now he's like telling like some deep tissue massage is going to help. Like good luck with that. But he was bad, 9 of 24, but he looked like he couldn't move and they looked like they quit defensively. There was a time in the second half where you're like, wow, you guys want to call it good, right? Like you ever been in an adult league and you're up like 20 and there's like 2 minutes left and everybody's got to go. Like right. You guys good? We're good. Like it felt like the Mavericks wanted to call it good.
No, I got you. I kept the score just didn't change for them for a long time, Doug. It was amazing. But it doesn't take away what the Clippers have done. And what I'm just talking about, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, we talked about his numbers. Like, these guys are still making shots. 65%, Doug, from the field for Kawhi. 50% from three?
It's like they just figured out the Mavericks can't guard him one-on-one.
Right.
And that is, you know. But to me, it goes back to, and do I know for a fact that the result would have been different? No. But Friday night, the Mavericks were ready to play, right? They're up 26-8 to start the game. You're up 18 points to start the game.
And the Clippers look dead. Let's just be honest. They look
deader
it's over.
Than dead.
Yes.
And Luka's hitting everything, right? Like he comes out, you know, and he hits a 25-foot step back. Then he hits another three.
He scored the first eight. It was 8-0. He on his own personal 8-0 run to start.
So it's 28-11, and eventually becomes 3-11 right after he comes out of the game. But 28-11, and they take him out of the game because that's what they do. But you know, with about 6 minutes left, they like to take him out. And he actually didn't come out until 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and they're up 28-11. The first quarter ended up 34-31, and it was a new ball game. Like it's one of those things that we know in life and in sports. Do you do what you do because that's what you've always done? You know, I mean, look, yesterday.
Can I give you a perfect example? I love that you said this. 1986 World Series. The Red Sox are about to win. All year long. They used to put Dave Stapleton in the ninth inning to play first base because Bill Buckner has a bad leg, right? And because John McNamara wanted Bill Buckner to be out there for the celebration, they went against what they had done all year. And the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs.
Yes, it did.
So there's both sides of do you change what you do or, you know what I mean, or do you adjust given the circumstance. I'm with you. I think you're on to something that they should have broke the Clippers' neck in that first quarter and just said, the heck with it. We're going to destroy them. It's going to be 35-13, and the game is going to be over. I agree with you.
I just, it's one of those deals. I get what you've done, but you did. You had your foot in their neck, and you let them off, and now it's a whole new series. And now now the Mavericks, you feel like you'd be lucky to go seven. Be lucky to go seven. Since that substitution, the entire series has changed. All right, while things may be looking up for the Clippers, the opposite is true for the Lakers. How'd we get here? Find out next on The Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of The Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.